Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, maskapai penerbangan Qantas dan Regional Express telah mengumumkan langkah-langkah baru untuk COVID-19 yang mereka yakin akan dapat memastikan keselamatan penumpang. Hal itu datang pada saat maskapai penerbangan di seluruh dunia mendorong untuk memulai kembali penerbangan komersial domestik dan internasional. Seperti yang kita ketahui bahwa sektor penerbangan sangat terpengaruh oleh pandemi virus corona. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Bethem Smolenik. Penerbangan komersial di seluruh dunia akan mengumumkan prosedur keselamatan baru untuk virus corona, sementara mereka mendorong untuk melanjutkan kembali perjalanan domestik dan internasional. Di Australia, CEO dari grup Qantas, Alan Joyce, telah meluncurkan program baru dari maskapai itu yang rencananya akan beroperasi kembali penerbangan mereka dari tanggal 12 Juni.
The Fly Well program that we're launching today brings together a number of the temporary measures that are already in place with the Qantas group. They also contain some existing measures that we're going to be applying to flights when we start up. And all of this represents a combination of the best practice medical advice and the feedback from our customers.
Namun, dimulainya kembali penerbangan domestik tergantung pada pembukaan perbatasan yang menurut Joyce akan terjadi pada bulan Juli mendatang.
We're very keen to try and get Australian tourism to help these small businesses, help these tour operators, help get people employed again. And I'm glad to see that the premiers, they obviously have to consider this, the health and safety issues around this, but they are now talking, I think, about July being a period where this could happen, and we're getting ready for that.
Beberapa tindakan baru dari Qantas antara lain adalah untuk melanjutkan contactless check-in untuk perjalanan domestik dan pembersihan ekstra dalam pesawat di antara penerbangan serta layanan makanan dan minuman yang terbatas. Sementara jarak sosial masih diberlakukan di bandara, namun Direktur Medis Grup Qantas, Dr. Ian Hosgood, mengatakan hal itu tidak diperlukan di dalam pesawat.
In-flight transmission is just not something that we've seen, and that was even during the peak of the pandemic. At this point and into the coming weeks, of course, the likelihood of anyone traveling domestically with COVID is extremely low. We don't believe physical distancing in-flight is necessary, but also clearly it's not practical.
Dokter bedah telinga, hidung, dan tenggorokan, Dr. Stephen Clyde, mengakui kesulitan yang dihadapi penerbangan, namun mengatakan dalam hal menghentikan transmisi, jarak sosial masih diperlukan.
The filtration system in airlines is actually quite good. They have a high turnover rate of air. That means that someone who's sitting 10 rows behind you, who might cough or sneeze, their droplets might not make it to you and they might be removed by their filtration system. But the difficulty would be someone sitting next to you or in the row behind you. But that can be a problem if somebody is coughing and producing aerosols of the virus.
Namun CEO Alan Joyce telah membela keputusan Qantas karena ia berpendapat tidak praktis atau ekonomis bagi maskapai penerbangan itu untuk menegakkan jarak sosial.
To go to that of four meters squared on an aircraft means on a Jetstar 180-seat aircraft, you have 22 people on the aircraft. That means airfares are going to be 8 to 9 times more than they are today. So if it's not needed and it isn't needed by the medical advice, it definitely economically will not be justified.
Qantas dan Jetstar akan menyediakan akses pembersih tangan, tisu disinfektan, dan masker. Namun, Dr. Hosgood mengatakan mengenakan masker tidak diwajibkan.
We've landed on a position of recommending masks. We would like people to wear them for the comfort of others. Clearly, there are people who cannot wear masks. In particular, it's very challenging to have small children wear masks. There are people that have medical reasons, respiratory type conditions that mean they're unable to wear a mask, and also some people just are very uncomfortable. So mandating it is challenging, so we're strongly recommending this.
Maskapai Penerbangan Regional Express atau REX juga telah mengumumkan dari tanggal 1 Juni mendatang mengenakan masker adalah wajib pada semua penerbangan domestik.
Passengers are to use their own masks. Those without masks can purchase one at check-in. Passengers will be denied boarding if they refuse to wear a mask, except if there are exceptional reasons.
Dalam sebuah pernyataan, manajer Bandara Nasional Rex, David Brooks-Bice, mengatakan wajib mengenakan masker merupakan salah satu hal terbaru dalam serangkaian tindakan keselamatan.
Rex has already enforced significant changes to minimize the risk of infection, including the proactive and unprecedented measure of body temperature testing of passengers and employees. Since early March, Rex has endeavored to space out seating allocation of all passengers to facilitate social distancing. Unrelated parties will not be assigned seats next to each other when and where possible.
Maskapai penerbangan internasional juga ingin kembali mengudara 3 bulan ke depan. Dalam beberapa hari mendatang, Emirates akan melakukan perjalanan penumpang ke 9 tujuan, termasuk Sydney dan Melbourne. Pada bulan Juni, maskapai penerbangan Amerika Serikat, Delta dan United akan memulai kembali penerbangan mereka ke China, serta memulai rute antara Amerika Utara dan Eropa bersama dengan British Airways. Pakar penerbangan Universitas Monash, Greg Bamber, mengatakan bahwa penerbangan internasional telah berusaha sebanyak mungkin untuk memastikan keamanan penumpangnya.
Some airlines are taking various measures to try and alleviate these concerns, and these include blocking out the middle seats, for example, or saying that they'll only fill their business class cabin at 50% capacity, or and their economy cabin at perhaps 2/3 capacity, which allows people to spread out a little bit more.
Qantas Airways yang tidak pernah sepenuhnya melarang terbang armadanya juga akan mengambil langkah-langkah lagi dengan membuat awak kabin mereka memakai peralatan perlindungan diri atau PPE. Dari akhir Mei, pramugari akan mengenakan jas hazmat di luar seragam mereka bersama dengan sarung tangan, masker, dan kacamata. Hal itu mengikuti tindakan Air Asia dan Filipina Airlines yang meluncurkan seragam baru dengan menggabungkan PPE beberapa minggu yang lalu. Dan Bamber mengatakan itu bukanlah hanya sekedar perubahan seragam.
Have the staff sitting in areas where they're relatively isolated from the passengers. The cabin crew are going to be tested and so on as well, and they're going to minimize their interaction with staff. They're not going to be serving food and drinks to anything like the extent that they were doing.
Dr. Clyde mengatakan bahwa peningkatan dalam tindakan pencegahan sangat penting.
Every little bit helps. The further the distance between people, the faster the better the filtration system, the faster the turnover rate of the air in a plane, and the more efficient the mask is in terms of its function, in terms of how it's put on, the better it's going to be.
Belum diketahui apakah akan ada permintaan untuk penerbangan internasional, bahkan jika maskapai penerbangan telah buka untuk bisnis. Sementara maskapai penerbangan memerlukan pelanggan untuk menutup kehilangan pendapatan yang disebabkan oleh COVID-19, secara realistis, Bamber mengatakan banyak orang yang juga menderita secara finansial akibat pandemik ini.
Many people have lost their jobs or had a massive reduction in their income. So people are going to be less able to afford to buy airline tickets in the future.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.